Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, a daily dose of inner child healing delivered in a way that feels less like therapy and more like catching up with your coolest friend over coffee. I'm Laura Bennett, your guide through this wild ride of self-discovery. Ever feel like you're constantly giving in your relationships? Like you're running on empty while others seem to have unlimited energy? You know that feeling when you say yes even though your soul is screaming no? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch the martyr complex and start building those healthy boundaries, my friend. Because saying yes to yourself means saying no to anyone who tries to deplete your energy. Today, we're diving into 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize how you approach relationships. 1. Boundaries aren't selfish, they're self-care. Think of it like this. Imagine your energy as a precious resource, like gold. Would you just hand it out to anyone who asks? Heck no. You protect that gold with your life. Boundaries are the fences around your energy, keeping the good vibes and the negativity out. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin by setting tiny boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to that extra shift at work or declining a social invitation you don't really feel up for. Remember, consistency is key. Every little no builds your confidence and teaches others how to treat you. 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. This means speaking your truth in a calm, direct way. No more beating around the bush or letting things fester. Practice saying phrases like, I need some space right now or that makes me uncomfortable, so I'm going to step away. Remember, you have the right to express your needs. 4. Be prepared for pushback. Some people might resist your new boundaries because they're used to getting their way. Don't be discouraged. Stand your ground and remember that true friends will respect your decisions. If someone continues to disrespect your boundaries, it might be time to reevaluate the relationship. 5. Practice self-compassion. Learning to set boundaries can be challenging, so be kind to yourself throughout the process. Celebrate your wins no matter how small, and don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Remember, progress isn't always linear, it's a journey filled with ups and downs. Okay, picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but your phone keeps buzzing with texts from that friend who always needs something. They text asking for advice on their relationship drama, then to borrow money, then to pick up groceries for them because they forgot. You start feeling drained and overwhelmed, like you're about to burst. That's when you remember. Boundaries. Take a deep breath, excuse yourself politely from the conversation, and send a text saying something like, Hey friend's name, I love you but I can't give advice or lend money right now. Let's catch up another time when I have more space. Boom, you just set a boundary. And guess what? Your energy level instantly improves because you're prioritizing your own needs. So remember, my lovelies, healthy boundaries are not about being selfish. It's about being self-respecting. It's about honoring your time, your energy, and your emotional well-being. Start small, communicate clearly, and don't be afraid to say no even when it feels uncomfortable. Because trust me, setting those boundaries will free you up to live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Want to share your own boundary setting experiences? Drop a comment below or join the conversation on our social media pages. And remember, if you're struggling with this stuff, don't hesitate to seek professional help. There are amazing therapists out there who can guide you through the process. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.